And this has to do with a question specific. It's two parts about the three Jesuses that you talked about. They're all three intermixed in the words we have in the scripture, correct? Their lives?
They are. They are. From the temple to the wedding, from the wedding to the temple to Hadrian's temples, the rebuilding of the temples. The temples are the explanation of the different temples. Hadrian's temple are the three examples of the three Jesuses that are parallel to the scriptures. And you know that. That's how you keep them separate.
When they were born, was their given name Jesus? Or was that a name given? Okay, so their actual given name was Jesus, and then we call them Christ.
The anointed.
Right.
Well, hold on a second. Were all three of the Jesuses born, or just one of them born?
Were they all anointed?
That's a good question, because two of them are still alive, so they never died, so maybe they weren't born.
Okay, so they'd be like Melchizedek, with the beginning and ending of days?
So were all three of the Jesuses born? Did they come forth as if by birth?
Well, then you got to get back down to what do you mean when you say born.
I mean, it's a false premise. I mean, because if we're going to talk about eternity, the whole...
Through a vagina of a woman?
We could simplify it to the third Jesus, because the story with the third Jesus, that he was born from the Virgin Mary. But according to you, Ion, Mary wasn't no virgin.
Right. She wasn't.
And that was part of my question, because you said that the third Jesus was part angel and part human God. And the question I had is, if that is so, and he was crucified, and the veil was rent at that crucifixion, was that veil rent because there was a reconciliation of the two, like the angel?
No, it was not. It was because of the ascension.
So he ascended.
He had to. If he didn't ascend, that you wouldn't make it back. He had to ascend so you'd know how to get back.
Explain that. He had to ascend so we could make it back. Are you talking about a man that ascended to leave us clues? Is this all a reference that happens inside the meat sack body as one ascends? Or is it a both and?
It's also and as well as. Right? It's always going to be both and from now on, right?
It has to be.
Working with parallels. Right. It's all
you
parallels.
Are, you are, right.
The more you prepare.
Okay,
the more
no, so to be clear, when you're saying that Jesus had to ascend or we're all just fucked, you're talking about a physical process that's happening inside the physical body. That has to happen inside the physical body or you're fucked.
No.
Well, now, hold on now. That seems a bit cut and dry, doesn't it?
Isn't it cut and dry? I mean,
could it be understood kind of like a scuba suit?
And you're trying to figure out how to get out of the scuba suit, and you can't get out of it, and everything you do still leaves you in the scuba suit. And if you get out of the scuba suit, you can be back in your regular body, your God self, and so you're covered up in this sticky, icky little man suit. You're trying to get out of the little man. Yes, that's what William Belly was trying to show you how to do.
It's Wendy again. A few shows ago, you mentioned the line of Seth, and now I am wondering, because the blood is so important, is there something to do with the bloodline in Seth?
No, darling, it's just getting you back to God.
Is it Set or Seth, or are they the same?
Seth. Third son of Adam and Eve, the brother of Cain and Abel.
Was Seth the biological son of the same Adam that fathered Cain and Abel?
Yes. And his wife was Azura, who had Enos, E-N-O-S.
Was his wife human?
Sure, Azura, yeah.
Why do you favor Seth? What do you like about Seth? What's special about
him? He made it.
I see.
Who was Enos's grandson?
He was the father of Noah.
Noah?
Grandfather of Noah.
Yes, now you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about Cain and Abel, and they didn't do shit.
And Cain and Abel was from Adam, right? It wasn't from an angel and Eve.
Yeah, they all were from Adam and Eve. Who are the children of Lilith and Adam? Are they named?
No.
Did they have children?
Yes.
That caused the consternation. That was the mixture of angel and Sephirim, whatever they're called, and human. That's what caused the flood.
Yeah. There's a big meme out there that Eve, when she ate of the tree of knowledge and the whole serpent deal, that she, like Mary, had sex with an angel instead of Adam when she conceived Cain.
But that's not true? Is that what you said, Ion, earlier, that because Adam is the true father of Cain as well as Seth and Abel? So Eve didn't have sex with the angel?
Eve did not, no.
So the importance of Seth was that he made it.
He ascended. So did he get kicked out of the Garden of Eden?
No, he did not.
He stayed there.
Is that because he hasn't been there yet? That hasn't happened yet? He will be kicked out?
He won't get kicked out, no. All this is done in Genesis 5, if anybody cares.
Is Seth talked about in later parts of the first few books of the
Bible? He said that the dragon in 12 was Seth, and the dragon got cast down, so...
And he did. He fell. He certainly did cast down. He certainly did fall.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hey, Brian, are you talking about Seth or the dragon fell?
Both. They're the same. Same thing. Seth is the dragon.
Wait.
Is Seth the dragon, Ion?
He is.
He fell. Seth fell out of the Garden of Eden.
No, it's not fell out of the Garden of Eden. He fell from God.
Like
but
we all
stayed
did.
In the Garden of Eden. Did he stay in the Garden of Eden?
No. Cain killed Abel.
All the days of Seth were 900.
And then Cain went to Nod.
He can blink and Nod.
But Seth stayed home.
Yeah, and instead of Piggy went to market.
I know. Yes. All the way home.
You just said that Seth made it. Did Seth make it back to God?
He did.
You made the statement that no one has fallen and then made it back to God, but now you're saying Seth did.
Yes, they have. Jesus did. He ascended. That's your whole point. Not the folks who are back to God. Not the folks who are back to God. In the process that you're talking about, you're trying to, but... You're doing well. You're doing fine because you're still God. You just don't know it. You can't let yourself figure that out.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
But
I know. But you have said that no one or no little man, back then it was little man, has separated himself from God and then made it back. But now we have Seth, Jesus, and you're saying there's been many.
Yeah.
Well, but was Jesus the first to, quote, unquote, do that? Or
no.
Survive.
Enoch was the first one.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, he's still alive.
Where is Seth hanging out, if there's any particular place he likes to be?
Belgium.
What's particular there? He spent a lot of centuries there. You know, it's like his longest place. Is that what
just fun.
He likes Belgium.
At birth, was it I... who exhaled my own soul into my own meat sack.
As you exhaled, your soul connected, or we say reconnected, back with you. Yes. The soul connects to you. You don't connect to the soul. You don't know you need a soul, because before you're born, you don't need a soul. There are no unrealized creations before you're born. Do you see?
Yes.
So you need a stenographer to keep track of what's realized and what's unrealized. As you exhale, then your soul connects to you that moment.
Who asked that question?
Cora.
Yeah, this is Alex. We had a extensive ultrasound yesterday, and we like to some insights on what is going on. My wife is showing all the signs of pregnancy, but the ultrasound just didn't pick up the information. I just couldn't pick up any sounds on it.
Does she want to be?
Yeah, she wants to be, yes.
She better hurry.
Oh, okay.
And now this trying stuff doesn't work. You know this, right?
Yes.
Are you telling me she better hurry up because of the closing of the womb?
Yes. So here's how this works. Forget about all that they said do. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Forget about all that. Forget every bit of that. The only way she will ever conceive is to get out of the way of it. Does she sort of dig at you?
Yeah.
Is that Rebecca,
okay.
Alex?
Yeah, that's Rebecca.
Now, here's all you got to do. Start eating. Eat. Gain 20 pounds. Okay, don't do anything else. Gain 20 pounds and come back and we'll tell you what to do next.
All right, sounds good. We'll do that.
You said many times that conception begins with arousal. Can you explain arousal, your meaning of arousal?
Oh, yeah, when the TT stands up and salutes. Says, hey, y'all, how you doing?
That's where it begins, and then after the arousal, or at some point you got to gain, or in this case, this Alex has to gain 20 pounds?
No, Alex doesn't, but Rebecca does.
Okay. Do ascended women give birth?
No, they do not. And that's the point. The womb is closing. And if she wants a child, she can have a baby. No question about it. But hurry.
I see.
And when we say hurry, we say forget about it. Just get busy. Eat. Get busy. Focus on gaining 20 pounds. Because what you're going to find is it's going to be very, very difficult to gain 20 pounds. Everybody fights to lose weight. Try to gain it. Try to gain it. Try it. You think?
Ions, could you give me a refresher on that whole topic of Cain being the tiller or worker of ground, and Abel was I don't know what was Abel the shepherd or he would bring his first yearling offering.
One was grain, other was meat. Okay, so the short version: Cain is a crop farmer. His younger brother, Abel, is a shepherd.
Okay.
Cain was the first human born, and Cain committed the first murder by killing his brother.
He was the first human born, and he was the first
murderer.
One to... Isn't that a false premise, to be a murderer?
It is, but it lays out how powerful you are. That's why we don't talk about either one of them. We talk about that.
There's references of there being two different seed lines, the seed line of Cain and the seed line of Seth. If they're both from Adam and Eve, I don't get what the difference would be between the two seed lines.
Would it be
the wives?
Then the question comes, where do they get their wives? But that's another conversation. So that's where Lilith comes in. That's where that hooks up, Dad.
So the two seed lines come in with because of Lilith?
Yes.
And that would be the Cain side?
Well, yeah, because Abel got whacked. He got collared.
Well, no, I'm talking about Seth, between Cain and Seth, the line of Seth and the line of Cain. Mm-hmm. Lilith comes in on the Cain side, and then I think you just mentioned who...
Hey, Brian, Cain leaves and he goes to another area, so he married one of those hybrids. Is that true, Ian?
He
married a...
That's right. That's right.
Seth doesn't.
So Cain goes to Nod, but where does Lilith come in? Is Lilith the hybrid you're speaking of, Bob?
That's the mother of Cain's wife.
Lilith is the mother of Cain's wife.
Yeah.
And that's the two different seed lines. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about the third Jesus, Brian? Third Jesus was born of a mixed mother or...
An angel and Mary. Mary had sex with an angel, so... The third Jesus was a half-breed, a Nephilim.
He was part of the seed line of Cain, Ion?
Yeah.
Third Jesus comes out of Cain. No wonder it was doomed.
No, wait a minute. He wasn't doomed because, see, he just... said that...
He overcame
Ion,
it, I know.
Right, he says because of his ascension, specifically what's mentioned is the 40 days of Jesus' ascension. is the ascension of Seth and the ascension of Enoch, is it the same process as the third Jesus, or is it different?
No. Listen. Go back to Genesis 4:10 through 4:12. And this is after the murder had taken place. This is that brother's keeper bullshit. If you offer property, but divide it improperly, you have you not sinned? Be still. To you shall he submit, and you shall rule over him. That was 5. Later in the narrative, God asked Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Cain replied, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive my brother's blood from thy hand. Where thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. The blood cried out from the ground.
That statement, the blood crying out from the ground, what's that represent?
RNA drops going back into the body.
Oh, okay, so that phrase, the blood crying out from the ground, is the RNA drops going back to the body. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it's reversed. The blood going into the ground, you're now putting the ground back into the blood.
Because so, your body came from the ground?
Abel's blood went to the ground, and the ground cried out. Now what you're doing is, with RNA drops, you're presently putting the ground back into your blood. It's reverse.
The RNA drops, is that the ground or the blood?
It would be the representation of the ground.
So the RNA drops are the representation of the ground that we're putting back in our blood.
Some people say the RNA drops call out to them. It's
so
like the ground calls.
The drops come from the dirt.
We say earth. We don't say dirt.
Well, in one of the Genesis recordings, you talk about the role of dirt.
Yeah.
Or dust, not dirt, dust. The dust. The RNA drops is the dust.
Yeah.
Remember that, Brian? The dust?
See, that makes sense what he's saying now, because he made this statement that it was the dust. See, that's where the separation of power happened. When Ion made the statement that it was the dust that separated us from our power, and it will be the dust that gets us back into our place of power. And then he says that's RNA drops. But I didn't get it out of Genesis. When we went through Genesis and he was talking about Cain and Abel, and he talked about Abel's blood crying out, or, you know, the blood and the dirt, that whole reference, I had no idea that had to do with the RNA drops until
well,
now.
You wouldn't.
And I think that you've said in the past that the people who are hybrids can also be corrected through the RNA drops.
Yes.
Is that what getting rid of the Rh negative factor is?
Yes, good.
So we remove the Rh negative factor, that hybrid part of those people is no longer a problem.
Okay, are
right.
you saying, that Ion, that the Rh factor is due to the mixture of the angel and the human Lilith line?
Oh, no, no.
No.
Where it comes from is the Nephilim.
Rh factor does come from the Nephilim.
And Ion, we were taught the only 2 times that word is actually used, we were taught the Nephilim are something to be feared and not of good character, and it's what caused the fuss. But where you're saying also the third Jesus was half that component, is that the same thing?
If you're talking about Genesis 6, 1 through 5, the difference between sons of man and sons of God, yes?
Okay, because it says the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and came down unto them, which was supposed to be forbidden. So are the sons of God ascended, or are they a different part of the angelic kingdom?
They're a different part there. They would fall in almost the category of a watcher. spots won't perk up over that one. They're not. But it would be, it'd be that category.
They're not Nephilim and Nephilim.
They are, but it's a separate category. Numbers, 1333. Get there.
How is the RH factor from them, but not due to the mixture?
It's not due to the mixture. It's a little man's estate. RH positive and RH negative. The RH is a little man's statue.
Something to do with the Nephilim and Seraphim?
No.
You seem to be saying that. I mean, Kim starts off saying the RH factor is connected to the angelic mixture with humans.
And it's not the angelic mixture. The angels, the Nephilim, the Seraphim, and the Nephilim have everything to do with it, but it's not causing it. So it's not going to undo it. You can't unfuck an angel and get rid of your RH factor.
I have numbers 1333.
Okay, go ahead.
Says, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which comes of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.
Genesis 7:1.
So the giants, are they the sons and daughters of the product of the mating between the sons of God and the daughters of men?
Yes, especially in New Jersey.
Yeah, around Ong's hat.
Yeah, Anaki is part of the Nephilim. In the land of Canaan, just past the River Jordan, that's where David found the giants in the promised land in Canaan. That's where they came from.
What are the daughters of men? Those are daughters of men. The sons of God.
First Chronicles 24 through 8.
That's the definition of, of sons of God in this context, daughters of men. Is that the angels? Are they the sons of God?
Yeah.
In that famous thing that she read, the sons of God are not sons of me or you or God. They're the sons of Nephilim.
We say yes, but then if you get down to 2 Peter and Jude, then you're questioning the sons of God in Genesis 6 aren't fallen angels. Who are Peter and Jude referring to?
Who are they referring to if they're not fallen angels?
Well, now you're getting somewhere. Lord, suffering cat, y'all by... Oh, meow, 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 meow. Oh, sorry. now, Bob is actually getting somewhere. Bob's actually getting somewhere. Now, well, we're making reference to Peter and Jude, remember? About the Nephilim, they ruled the world. But all of mankind only. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6, 8. You agree? Good. We're agreeing with ourselves now. That's all we're down to. But now what you're coming back to is if this is a demonic activity and it's recorded, then you got to have evidence of that possession even today. If that's the case of where you slip, this is post-flood, okay, then Peter and Jude could be citing God's judgment of sin in the past days, whether sin be with angels and a warning that God will judge to sin against. Okay, and then if you come back into that and swap up the Jesuses into that particular situation, which apparently you should be able to do, then as a sinner, a less than, separating yourself, coming into that step place, you would be a step god. If you're involved with the angelic being, you'd become a step god. John 1:12.
Yeah, stop quoting the Bible. Let's find out what you've said so far.
We're not going to. You had in all these years, what makes us think you're going to start now?
Well, you do. I just have to go fine and you stop. Fine. That's the original hit.
That's old school. You said don't do old school anymore. You said only new stuff. Only new and exciting, invigorating things. Well, we can do this in the wake if you prefer.
Yeah, do
no.
that in the wake.
No. We do not prefer. We do not prefer the wake.
That's the only thing that actually makes Brian's blood boil and makes his flesh fall off his bone. Yes.
Okay, Brian, figure out what he just said.
Well, what he just said was that was the sons of...
The sons of Anak.
It was the stepsons of God, right? You finally got it down. It was
would be a representation of what you'd call a step god.
Ian said we got to a new place here, Brian. What did we learn? Palmer.
Peter and Jude. Palmer, you found out what Peter in 2 Peter and Jude was referring to when they were talking about the manifested sons of God.
What were they talking about? Well, just tell us what they were talking
about. Talking about the Anaki.
We're not. Yeah, they weren't referring to that.
The Anaki?
They are. They're also the giants. That's where they came from. We got all that. That's old school, but go ahead.
So you're saying the angels, the Anaki angels, produced the step gods?
No, Bob. See, we work and we clean. We try to keep a clean house, and what do we get? Cockroaches.
The only thing I got from it, Bob, was that it was even though they're talking about the same thing, our sons of God, and Jude, and whatever their reference was, it was very different from the reference in Genesis.
Right. There's a later phase. This is after the flood. The Evergreen said that about 6,000 B.C. was the last time the UFOs interacted with man until our time. So it sounds like a parallel to that.
But it doesn't really matter. Ian, does any of that matter? Because, well, at least for those of us on the RNA drops, because our blood's being cleaned up and...
It's being gleaned.
The wheat and the chaff, is that referring to that verse? That this is what's happening?
It is.
Is the,
you are.
Are you
serious?
Being,
we are very serious. It's
yeah,
time serious, to remove
Kim,
those
very serious.
Serious. We're serious. We're serious.
Are you serious, Kim?
We're serious demons. We're cloud. We're serious.
Are you
serious,
Kim? You're going to have
we're
to forget
serious.
Everything you ever learned from that fucking cult you were in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Kim, explain your revelation of what you just got from what Ion was saying, and you were, I think you, what did you say, the chaff?
In Revelation, where the angel, the Lord, brings a sickle, and Ion talked about J.W. pining, about he's been pining about saving people, but it's time for the weeds and the chaff to be separated. You know, it's the time. We're now being separated.
Now, did you say weeds? What did you say?
Weeds. The weeds.
Is that the same as the, what do they call it, the tares in the wheat?
There we go, the tares in the wheat. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I don't, Ryan, are we, is that what RNA drops are doing?
Are we separating chaff and wheat? Does that apply to today, Ion?
It does. Some call it redeemed, we call it reset. Deuteronomy 22:22-23. Or 21:22-23, that'll work.
Yeah, it's in Matthew 13:24-30. It's the parable of the wheat and the tares. And it's the one, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. And when the man slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, and went away. So he put wheat seed among the wheat.
And he became a little man.
Okay, and it's, so you're helping us, because we have the lost ability to figure out how to do this, correct? So you've actually come here to help us through this, because we weren't able to do this.
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not faith, but the man doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath reset us from the curse of the law, being made of a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that is blessed of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 and 23.
And that comes to now. That's now that...
But now, you should see that, but now what you're talking about is Galatians.
To take Kim's tack, you're lifting the curse that quote refers to.
That's right. Galatians 3, and start about 6. Well, you can even go to 10. Either way.
How many fundamentalist Christians are listening right now to our show and taping this and noting that you're a demon and this is blasphemous talk?
Well, we hope all of them think that. That's good. We hope all, because if they would find out what that really is, they could come back to God. See, everybody's so running around, they're so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. You came forth in the image of Christ. And if anything we can do, you can call us anything you want to, many have. call us anything you want to, but at the end of the day, if it brings you back to God, we'll do that. We'll do that.
But
Jesus hung on a cross and died, ascended, and came back for you, and you didn't bother to notice that either, so.
Right, but you're violating, from their dogma, you're violating the one point. We are not God. That's what
yes, you are. Without Jesus, then Jesus didn't need to ascend. Then there is no salvation. Then there is no bridegroom. Then there is no marriage supper of the Lamb. Then there is no angelic force that's going to be sated and made whole. There is no dark soul then, if that's the case. There is no place where it all gentrifies and comes together. Then you're screwed and it'll be over for you soon. So do whatever you want to do.
That's a good response. I've never heard that response like that. If those that push against this whole thing of them being God, and then you say, well, if you're not God, then that whole spiel you just went through was new material.
Jesus said, these things I've done on this earth, you'll do and greater things. We are astounded. We have folks who have raised those from the dead, documented. They're still here. Yeah. We have that. It's called the Lazarus Project. We have that. No big whoop.
Seth's ascension, was it similar to Jesus? Was it the same as Jesus?
No, it was not.
There's not an archetypal ascension that Sheila's painting shows, the archetypal process. Everybody goes through the same process. You're saying that's not fact?
Genesis 15.
Is Genesis 15 going to speak of this ascension process?
Yes.
For which one, Seth or Jesus?
Both.
Is it individual, the ascension, or does the collective archetypal, everybody goes through the
covenant with Abram?
Which verse, Ion? I have Genesis 15.
Start with one.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer or of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowel shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it.
So there you get a piece of the earth. So there you get a piece of the earth. I am the Lord that brought thee out of the Ur of the Chaldees. I am. This is Abram speaking. Do you see?
That doesn't answer the archetype question.
Then let's confirm his promises. Go to Abram.
Oh, shit. Hey, Wendy, don't do this. We should do this in rewrite. We end up going for fucking hours going nowhere with Bible quotes. It's all a big distraction. Answer the question, Ion. Is it archetypal, the same for everybody, or is it individual, or is it a both, or you can't say and you don't know?
Well, Ion's always said it's been an individual process, so. And if the ascension process was different between Seth and Jesus, that tells me that it can be different for everybody. Or it can be the same. It doesn't matter as long as you get back.
Well,
Brian, the Bible
who do you tonight, lazy and gentlemen? The echo is where in the back of the woods calleth him forth.
Thank you. Little Fingus Wake clarifies everything, Brian.
Great one.
Brian, I have a question about in Genesis 17, when Abram goes to Abraham, they're changing his name, and the same with Sarah. They add an H to each of their names. What's the shift that's going on
the next layer, so you can keep track of them.
Did you get anything out of what Wendy read, Brian?
I got the confirming again about the Earth, that what we said earlier about the blood being in the Earth, and now the Earth is coming back to us.
Well, it's about us again. It's always about us. It's about Iondom. You realize the Bible is about Iondom? Everything leads to now?
The only reason you wrote the Bible is so you could find your way back by canceling by leaving the breadcrumbs to get you back home. We're just trying to get you back to God. That's the only thing we're trying to do. You persecute, you run around here, you don't know where you are, you can't find anything, you don't know nothing, you can't get nowhere, and you spend your whole life. Every pile of money you can get yourself up with, you burn it up in a furnace. Then you turn around and you wonder where you get a furnace. Then you turn around and you try to fight, push, push, push. This is mine. I want that. Meow, meow, meow. And on and on. And there you go. And you don't get anywhere. You spin and you twirl. And you wonder, how did I get myself in this mess? And you don't know more than get out of that one mess. You jump right into the next damn mess. You go make the next disaster that you walk into and just destroy everything or just tear it all asunder. Then you start rebuilding it again. Then you come back and go, why am I here? What am I here for? Why did I do this for? Who am I? Who am I that a king should die for me? Who am I? Then you come back and then all of a sudden, well, it's so simple. It's right there. Everything you bump into, every piece of media ecology, every meme that's ever been laid brings you back to your place as God, or it doesn't go at all. Everyone does that.
Are you trying to tell me, Ion, trying to tell me that I wrote the Bible?
Nike said, just do it. We do too.
Did I do that when I wrote the Bible?
Of course, Bob. Bless your heart. You wrote it, but we're glad you didn't read it, but you wrote it. That's right.